Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm happy to be here with you, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's joining us. He's here with you, coming to us live from New York City. And thank you to you. Yeah, you. Everybody listening all over North America, people listening all over the world. You can, of course, listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of stations all over the country. We got people in stations in Vegas. We got stations tuning in Houston. We got Chicago. We got D.C. What's up, D.C.? I was just in D.C., what, 2 weeks ago? I'm all over the damn place. What's up, Portland, Oregon, San Diego, Boston, New York? All my folks here with me in Atlanta, Georgia, tuning in on 92.9 The Game. The Uber drivers, the delivery drivers, the chefs, my people pouring them drinks, my people cleaning up the bars, delivering them goods on the trucks, Uber and everything in between. Thank you. Appreciate y'all. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you want to listen to every minute of the show, you can do so on the free Odyssey app. You can hit rewind. You can start from the beginning. You can do whatever the hell you want. But this is halftime of the show. I've been here for 2 hours already. And so we've talked about everything going on with Jonathan Taylor and the Indianapolis Colts. Jim Irsay just saying wild things about his running back on a rookie deal, wanting a new deal. He's just going too far. If I die tonight and Jonathan Taylor is out of the league, no one is going to miss us. Damn. Tell me how you really feel. I mean, we get the word that they may put him on the injury list, non-football injury list, so they don't have to pay him. Damn, why are you threatening the guy? Just don't pay him. They already said we're not going to trade him. This is Jim Irsay is he's on one. He looks like a very attractive owner to prospective players, but I guess money talks, but not for Jonathan Taylor. We talked about the Broncos. I mean, do they have anybody else that can get hurt? Tim Patrick, who missed all of last season with a torn ACL. This man just tore his Achilles. KJ Hamler, already dealing with like a torn chest muscle. Now he's dealing with a heart issue. The Broncos had to waive him. And so Sean Payton had to talk about something besides the New York Jets. A matter of fact, Sean Payton spoke to the media today. And this is what he had to say about Tim Patrick and his injury.
No update. I'll just tell you what happened. I was watching it, like, directly because he was running around, and it was something we had corrected earlier. It was kind of on air. planted. I thought it looked like he slipped, but we're evaluating his left Achilles. That's what we think the injury is. We haven't confirmed it until he gets the MRI, but, it wasn't any contact. It was just kind of coming out of a cut. His injury last year was on his right knee, so I think the natural question right away by all of us was, is it the same leg? But we'll wait till we get an MRI.
If you listen very carefully, in the background, you heard screaming children.
Yep.
Now, typically, I would say those screaming children were screaming for autographs. But based on the current state of the Denver Broncos, I would say that those kids were screaming in horror because the Broncos are a crap show right now. Hey, good luck to them. And Sean Payton has some other things to think about. Hey, Ezekiel Elliott meeting with the Patriots. Dalvin Cook met with the Jets. Still no contract. Just a lot going on in the NFL. We talked about Alvin Kamara after beating the daylights out of that dude in Las Vegas up at Club Dreyas. He wants to meet with Commissioner Goodell. I guess he wants to kiss some behind and, look for a lessened suspension. Knowing that Derek Carr is there, Alvin Kamara trying to show up and show that he's that he wants to tell his side of the story. Well, I only hit him with my left fist, not my right. So lessen my suspension, please. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to continue talking football here on the show. We know the Major League Baseball trade deadline is going to take place tomorrow, Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern time. For all my basketball fans out there, don't expect to hear Mark Jackson calling an NBA Finals or any games, as he apparently is on his way out from ESPN. And I don't know, Doc Rivers looks like he is on his way in. So we got more to talk about as we continue on here with the show. I'm going to get to your calls. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And, hey, for everybody on the East Coast, it's August 1st. Congratulations. Everybody in the Midwest, you won't be too damn far behind. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead. We got Nick. Nick is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Nick?
Hi, how you doing tonight?
I'm amazing. What's on your mind, man?
So, where do you think Shohei Ohtani could get traded to? Because I know there were a lot of talk about him getting traded.
Nah, he ain't getting traded, man. They brought in like Lucas Giolito. They've added a few other dudes from the Rockies. Like, they're going in. They're not getting rid of Ohtani. I thought that they should, but the Angels are trying to make a run for the playoffs, man.
Yeah. And how do you feel about Carlos Santana getting traded from the Pirates?
Carlos Santana being traded? What do I think of? From what perspective? From the Pirates perspective or what?
Yeah. Like the Pirates. Excuse me, perspective.
I'm sorry, man, but Carlos Santana. I mean, the Pirates. I don't pay too much attention to the Pirates because they've historically stunk, man. I'm not worried about the Pirates until they actually have a chance to go somewhere, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's fine.
I got a question. I mean, you in Chicago, you sit down and you watch the Pirates? You don't watch the Cubs or the Sox?
No, because my dad, he lived up in Pittsburgh, so I became a Pittsburgh fan.
Oh, that stinks for you. I'm sorry, man. Sorry. How old are you?
I'm 16.
You're 16? So when you were a few years ago when you were a kid, you remember when the Pirates were at least good going to the playoffs, right?
Oh, yeah. I remember watching a wild card, and I screamed when they won.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to tell you. It's probably not going to look up from here. Get used to a lot of bad years, okay?
Okay.
All right. Sorry about that.
By the way,
hey,
JR.
Nick. Yes?
Well, I was going to say, Nick, I mean, Carlos Santana, what's he done since his Cleveland days? I mean, he's not the same player he used to be. Not even close.
Yeah.
See, Shep, he's used to it already. I mean,
yes.
Come on.
Yeah. All right, okay. Wait, have a good night, you two.
You too, man. Thank you, Nick.
Bye.
Like, hey. Okay, thank you. Like, hey, what do you think about Carlos Santana being traded? I'm like...
What has he done the last few years? I mean, come on,
I'm like,
Nick.
From whose perspective? He's like, from the Pirates. I'm like, bro, like, come on. I can't tell you the last time I saw the Pirates is when I walked by PNC Park in Pittsburgh, okay? I'm not taking my day and go, hey, you know, 7 o'clock, let me turn on the Pirates. I watched the good teams, man. I watched the good teams. And even then, like, these baseball games are just slapped all over the damn place. And, like, there's a Sunday game on Peacock, and then there's a Saturday afternoon game on Fox, and then there's a Friday night game on Apple. I mean, Rob Manfred, I don't know if this still exists. Rob Manfred, he would put Major League Baseball on the Playboy channel if they gave up enough money. Like, come on. It's just the games are everywhere. I'll tell you what I do see. I see the Braves. I see Acuna whooping ass. See, I watch the good teams. I will watch a game with Ohtani. I see Aaron Judge is back. I know the Yankees suck. Aaron Judge comes back. It took him 2 days to just be like, hey, here's a home run. And then the Yankees obliterated both last night and tonight. They are pathetic, the Yankees are. I know they're above 500. They stink. And then the other New York team, the Mets, oh, my God. They got Max Scherzer out the door. Sent him to the Rangers. Max Scherzer mad that they sent Dave Robertson down to the Marlins. The Rangers add Jordan Montgomery. He's from the Cards. Man, they doing some damage here. Rangers got arguably the best offense in baseball, and then they better hope Max Scherzer's arm doesn't get dead by the end of the season. And so, yeah, the trade deadline is tomorrow, Tuesday, 6 p.m., Ohtani's not moving. I know the gentleman or young man who just called. Shep, can a young man be a gentleman? He can be, right?
Yeah, you're a young gentleman. So, absolutely.
He's 16 years old.
Didn't sound 16.
How old does he sound?
He sounded, I would say mid-20s. I mean, he's going old school. I mean, again, JR, you just don't hear the name.
Cigarettes?
No, I mean his delivery in his connotation, in his demeanor. Because if you're bringing up Carlos Santana, you're not talking Ronald Acuna Jr. You're not talking, obviously, Shohei Ohtani. You're not talking Mookie Betts. You're talking a guy that was a star 5 years ago.
So why doesn't – so let him do the show on one of these days I'm here.
Well, JR, if I'm being honest, I love doing the show when you're not here.
So tag team with that kid.
Okay, I mean
– make him produce.
Nick from Chicago – well, Nick from Chicago, if you're listening, you know, reach out to David Marinick, Spike Eskin. I'd love to have you co-pilot the show for once. That sounds good.
Do we got to pay him or we make him work for free?
I think there's labor laws that say if whatever you do, you have to be paid a certain amount of money, you know, minimum wage from a federal perspective if you sign any kind of employment form, yeah.
Oh, well, he's 16.
You're legally allowed to work in this country.
We don't got to tell
If you're 16 in other countries, you've been working for 10 years. Let's be real.
Just give him the address and tell him to show up one day. He could do the work. I mean, what happens if he does the job but we don't pay him? What is his dad is going to sue us?
Maybe. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, when you work in sports talk radio, right. If you're trained properly – and you have a brain, you can do this at 16 years old. There's no doubt in my mind.
Trained. I didn't go to school for this. I didn't train for it either.
Well, it's different. Now, again, you're talking about being a host. Now, that takes, in my opinion, if you want to be a successful talk show radio host, you need a lot of reps. You can't just get on the air one day and talk, you know, swimmingly for 4 hours. It takes a lot of work. It takes practice.
Yeah, you're right. Everybody thinks it's like the caveman. Everybody thinks it's so easy a caveman.
Now, look, there's always going to be that one in a million person that if they step in from day one, they will hit it out of the park. But I think people don't understand, like any other job, the reason why you think you can do it is because you listen to the JRs of the world. You listen to the DAs, the Jim Rohns, and you say to yourself, man, that sounds so easy. No, they just make it look that easy. That's why they are who they are. It's why when they used to have those WFAN Phenom contests, there's a reason why, and there's some really good guys that have won those contests and gals that have also been in those contests, but there's a reason why there's only one that was able to actually last.
Was that JJ or Joe Beningo?
JJ, yes, sir.
Okay, see, I didn't know it was one of them.
Yeah, Beningo was a caller, and then Mark Chernoff gave him an opportunity. Yeah, and then he went to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Right. Mark Chernoff gave him an opportunity in the 90s, and then he just never looked back.
Yeah, me, what time does the show start, Chef?
10 p.m. Eastern time, but
I roll out of bed at about, I don't know, 9:40, get in my car, go over to the studio.
Okay,
kind of roll.
Oh, so there's no truth to that, because I happen to know JR probably gets up around 8 or 9 in the morning, not p.m., and then I know JR is working on the show for about at least 5-6 hours before the show even pops on and he gets on that hot mic. So let's just be real about that for a second. You put in a lot of prep for each show.
Yeah, don't believe the hype, man. I leave that to the pitchers doing all the work. Hey, yeah, listen, back to these pitchers. They're moving all over the place. Rangers are trying to win a championship. The Mets are quit. Mets are like, hey, we suck. I'll pay for Max Scherzer to leave. We got some work going on here. Lance Lynn is going to the Dodgers. We already know last week Lucas Giolito is going to the Angels. We've had some movement. And we'll see who gets hot over the next, several months on their way to a World Series. By the way, I don't think it will be the Angels. I think they're wasting their time bringing or keeping Ohtani and trying to hoard talent. 855-212-4CBS. Dustin is here from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dustin?
Oh, man. Them Rangers are on a roll this year. I was just looking at some statistics. They haven't been to a World Series from 2010 to 2011. And I think I'm just going to head and just predict it right out of the hat. I think the Rangers are going to go all the way, and they're going to teach the Astros what a real Texas team is this year. You know, this is like a reoccurring thing. I'm from a little small town called Alvin, home of Nolan Ryan. And so, you know, Nolan Ryan is a big favorite baseball player of mine. He played for the Rangers, Astros, Mets, and Yankees, and Angels. So, I mean, I see a lot of good work with the Rangers this year.
Why are you taking some time to crap on the Texans? Why are you crapping on the Astros for?
Man, honestly, I grew up an Astros fan. But, you know, being as I'm 28 years old, it's time to crack that lobster shell and get uncomfortable and try new things. You know, I like the Rangers. I've always had them, my backup team, and, always stick with Texas teams. And, you know, the Rangers, one of my favorites due to Nolan Ryan.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm surprised that they've been able to be a 60-plus win team now with no DeGrom. I made plenty of jokes when Jacob DeGrom got his contract, where DeGrom goes, hey, I'm leaving the New York Mets because I believe the Texas Rangers are championship contenders. And they are championship contenders. And Jacob DeGrom is not a part of that because his arm is built with spaghetti at this point in time. So listen, man, are you surprised at what this squad has been able to do?
I'm just shocked. Like, you know, I looked up the standings for the whole season, and they were just back and forth. They're just sticking in second, and now they're on top. They knocked the Astros down to second place. And, I mean, honestly, if you want to look at some issues, it's due to injuries with Altuve that was out part of the season, then Jordan was out. And, you know, it's just, you know, the Astros, I think their World Series championship glory is about to end, and I think it's this time of year. I mean, I'll be honest.
Okay. Now, I don't – listen, when you got the offense that they do and now they've added these arms, there's reason for optimism, especially knowing that the New York Mets are picking up a good portion of Max Scherzer's deal. My only thought when it comes down to Max Scherzer, is he going to be healthy at the end of the season? I don't care if it's with the Dodgers when it comes down to the New York Mets. Every now and then something acts up with him. On him, and this is what happens when you're like 40 years old and you're pitching, whether it's a dead arm or there's shoulder issues or soreness. I hope that he can make it through the whole season. Dustin, thank you for calling from Texas, man. I appreciate
you. Yes, sir, man. Have a great night.
No problem. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Brian is calling from Pittsburgh. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Brian.
Brother, how are you, man?
I'm good. What's going on?
So I totally disagree with you about Ohtani and the Angels, and here's the reason why. As a business standpoint, do you know how much money he brings in from the Japanese network?
No, I had no idea that Shohei Ohtani was valuable from a business perspective, but
So anyways, if you ever watch an Angels game, they actually have ads behind home plate in Japanese.
I had no idea that was such a thing. There was a guy, there was some guy named Hideki Matsui and some other dude named Ichiro. I had no idea that there was a Japanese market for the Japanese MVP. I had no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. See, I loved Ichiro, right? Unbelievable player.
Yeah.
However, I don't think the market was as good as it is now in Japan, you know, with baseball and everything else. But
that's not true. That's why I mentioned another dude named Hideki Matsui, who every place he went. And it's the same thing for Ichiro. Every place he went, it was plastered all over the place. So I understand your point from a business perspective, but I think from a baseball perspective and for an owner who as recently as a few months ago wanted to sell the team, I think it's imperative to actually look at the baseball to make your money. This has been a short-sighted, short-run a hole-in-the-damn-wall organization playing in the shadow of the Dodgers. And so, if you want to fill up – hold on a second. If you want to fill up the stands over the next 2 months versus think about the team over the next several years, this is why the owner is a dumbass. I'm very well aware. Brian, I'm very well aware of Ohtani and the ads and the space, but I'll tell you this as well. A lot of that is committed for already, okay?
Sure.
Those ads are sold way ahead of time. And maybe there are clauses that if he's moved, then people have to get their money back. But this is a dumbass organization run by a dude who wasn't even sure he wanted the team. So,
let me ask you this, though.
Yes.
If Ohtani were to retire after this year, what would you put him in your top 10, top 5, whatever, baseball players of all time?
I'm going to answer that on the other side of the break, okay?
Gotcha, brother. Have a good one.
All right, thank you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If Ohtani quit tomorrow, would I put him in my top 5, top 10 MLB players of all time? I'll answer that on the other side, plus your calls here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I do want to say I've never called in. I love listening to you. I've been listening for years, and, man, your show and what you say is just beautiful.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You know, right before we went to break, we were talking about the MLB trade deadline. Goes down 6 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday. And, of course, Ohtani is a topic of conversation. I think the Angels are wasting their time by, you know, bringing in additional talent. But if you're Artie Moreno, I guess you just say, hey, you know what, we'll go for it this year and eventually I'll sell the team and no one will give a damn. And so good luck to the Angels as they try to move on. And then I guess still try to be attractive to Shohei Ohtani. And so we had a caller who said and asked me, he said, hey, look, JR, if Shohei Ohtani decided to quit tomorrow, would he be a top 5, top 10 player of all time in Major League Baseball? And my answer to that is no. No. I think we would need to see this for a little while longer. And I'm not somebody who sits around with these top 10, top 5 lists. I absolutely hate them. I don't care what sport it is. I like watching the games. I'm not somebody who, I got to put this. I don't have top 10 this. And so when you think about the best in baseball, of course, you got names like Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron. You go into the Mickey Mantles of the world. Man, you could throw Barry Bonds in there as well. Okay. Cheating, steroids, whatever the hell you want to call it. One of the best ever. Sure. Am I putting Shohei Ohtani in there automatically today? Not quite. Is he probably the most dynamic talent baseball has seen? Yeah. And so if anybody wants to throw him in their top 5-10, I ain't arguing with you. But for me, I'd want to see this for another year or so before I go, oh, he's one of the top 5, top 10 greatest players of all time. Let him bust some ass for a little while longer. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Joe is calling from Alabama. Joe, you are on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
How you doing? I got a question for you because I was listening to you a little while ago when you was talking about the Mets and how they just all of a sudden just waved the white flag and they got rid of Scherzer and now they just got rid of Acana and they have Robertson. I'm you know, being that they is a failure this year. The Mets had a failure this year. And knowing the owner that they have now, do you feel that he's going to be as open with his wallet as he was this year, next year?
They pretty much said that they will probably not take the same jump in, like, throwing $40 million, you know, at any of these pitchers. Like,
exactly.
They did to Scherzer the 2 years ago, what they did mm-hmm. to Justin Verlander this past season. Mm-hmm. But I do not think that all of a sudden he's going to just squeeze and now become the Wilpons.
I'm sorry for interrupting. I just want to also just mention, the GM also said that this wasn't a fire sale, but do you feel that with the roster that they go into next year, it'll be competitive?
I mean, look at what they're doing right now with all the money spent. So mm-hmm. to say competitive, I think they might be in the same space. Their payroll, okay. All things considered, I'm talking okay. about money to Robinson Cano, money mm-hmm. that's being paid to Max Scherzer to not be there. Think about the
right.
massive contract that Francisco Lindor is. They're paying ridiculous amounts of money. The payroll, all things considered, has to be north of $400 million when you include the taxes as well. So
right.
to pay all that money and have a team that's playing below 500 – to be competitive mm-hmm. next year, I think they might be in the same exact space. Now, look, we don't know. By the time uh-huh. I sit here tomorrow night, Justin Verlander might be gone. And so
right.
I think if we give it 24 hours or if we give it to maybe January to have that conversation, to look at the roster and look at the team. You mentioned Epler and what he said, and I want to play mm-hmm. that in a second. Joe, thank mm-hmm. you so much for calling
You're
from
welcome.
Alabama. Let's hear New York Mets GM Billy Epler. This is what he had to say about the New York Mets just basically giving up on this season. Listen.
I do want to be clear that it's not a rebuild. It's not a fire sale. It's not a liquidation. This is just a repurposing of, you know, Steve's investment in the club and kind of shifting that investment from the team into the organization.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, he's a GM. What else is he going to say? He's not going to stand in front of the cameras and say, hey, listen, guys, yeah, we just traded away Scherzer. We brought this guy in to try to help us win a World Series. The New York Mets have to call a spade, man. They ain't winning no World Series this year. And so they're like, hey, what can we do next year? So I wouldn't be shocked if Verlander stuck with the team. Or he might be gone tomorrow. I got no idea. This is the fun part about it. Are they going to be World Series contenders? No. No. I think the New York Mets have accepted the reality that, hey, yeah, we ain't winning no World Series. Steve Cohen said it from the get-go. We got to get the entire farm system together, and that's what they're working on. It's clear as day. Met fans have to, you know, step into the world of reality. They paid a lot of money for aging pitchers to try to patch things together while they were trying to build up a farm system. Well, it hasn't apparently worked. And they're trying to move towards a positive space. It ain't going to be this year. It probably won't be next. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. There was, speaking of this guy asked me about my top 10. Dr. J was asked about his top 10. He didn't include LeBron. Steph Curry had some thoughts on his top 10. Mark Jackson looks like he's been given the boot from ESPN. We got a lot more to do, a lot to get into. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, such a fan of yours, man. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you don't always get the most sane of callers, but you always handle it with such professionalism. I really appreciate your content you put out, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Man, this isn't, I mean, maybe it is getting a lot of attention. Maybe not. The U.S. Women's National Team, let's keep in mind, they're playing on the other side of the planet. Australia and New Zealand, the Women's World Cup is going down. The United States Women's Team, they play at 3 a.m. Eastern Time. Damn. They're going to take on Portugal. If they want to move on past the group stage, they either have to win this game or they have to come to a tie or a draw, whatever the hell you want to call it. And so if you're going to be awake, and I don't care what part of the country you're in, if you're going to be awake at the end of this match, you could be in California, you could be, well, damn it, if you're on the East Coast, I mean, well, damn. I'm not, it'll be in the morning, I'll find out what happened, okay? Hey, Shep, you gonna stay up until the end of this match?
Of course.
Okay, good man. See, Shep is a great man. Good on him, supporting the U.S. Women's National Team. Me, not so much. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I saw Megan Rapinoe wasn't happy that she didn't play as much in the last game. Like, wow. I thought the veteran move would be to just say, yeah, I'd love to play, but let me stay out of it. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Lou. He's calling from Rochester. Lou, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, JR. How are you and Chep doing on this full moon night?
Why'd you say full moon night and giggle? Are you like staring at the moon? What are you doing?
It is out there in full flush. But listen, you guys are hilarious as usual. Very entertaining.
Okay.
I loved how you guys solved the 16-year-old problem or your 16-year-old caller. Then you, JR, ended up solving, like, the mystery of the Japanese market.
Yeah, I didn't know that Japanese players who are superstars just, well, anyway, go ahead.
But I'm upset with you guys. You guys mistook, like, some baseball player for Carlos Santana, who was an iconic pop star.
Oh, well, the guitarist?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he was kind of jazz and stuff.
He was in New York over the weekend. One of my friends was went to. Anyway, what about him?
Well, that's cool. Well, I was kind of humored by the same name and Carlos Santana's.
There's a baseball player Carlos Santana, right?
Who?
Oh, he played in Cleveland. Who? The band on stage. The guy on first.
All right, listen. The greatest thing that, while I've been waiting, that I heard was the word repurpose from the GM of the Mets.
Okay.
He said they weren't tanking, they were repurposing.
Well, listen, you gotta, whatever you can sell to the fan base, but I don't think the Met fans are buying it.
All right, listen. I love you guys.
Thanks.
That's all I wanted to say.
Well, I love you too, Lou. Well, keep on listening.
All right, good night.
All right, thank you for calling from I love Rochester too. I like that big waterfall they have downtown. And they got the Kodak building, and then they got a giant waterfall, and they got a old train yard that doesn't exist anymore. I like Rochester. They got a nice brewery. I like cities with nice breweries. Every place in America has a brewery now. 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Sanjay, he's calling from Corpus Christi. Hey, Sanjay, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, man?
Hey, JR, how are you doing?
I'm good. How old are you?
Still 12.
You're 12?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool, man. Okay. You've never been to a brewery, right?
I don't.
No,
I hope
no,
not.
Say no. Okay. Well, yeah, anyway, what do you got to talk about? Forget I asked.
Doc Rivers, how he got fired from the 76ers thing.
Okay.
I honestly think that it's not Doc Rivers' fault. I think that the NBA, they're firing good coaches, or NBA organizations are firing good coaches just because sometimes the organization itself doesn't play good. The 76ers organization, I feel, hasn't been good since Allen Iverson went there. And for Joel Embiid, he is probably the top five greatest player in the NBA right now. But for him to say that him and James can't win alone when Tyrese Maxey and Tobias Harris both had more points than him and Harden is kind of, I feel, he had some nerve to say that.
Sanjay, thank you for calling. I don't know what happened. Sanjay just dropped the phone or something, whatever. Look, Doc Rivers got the boot, I feel like, at this point 2 months ago. Like, Doc Rivers already gone, okay? And the reason why all of the coaches get the boot is because the players are the ones who make so much money right now. And so you can't get rid of the player, you get rid of the coach. And if you want to look through some rumors, if you want to look through some stories, it's been reported that Doc Rivers is going to replace Mark Jackson on ESPN. We know ESPN got rid of a lot of talent over the past several months. Really, we can look over the past several years. They had some big layoffs a couple of weeks ago. Jalen Rose is gone. Jeff Van Gundy gone from the broadcast. And it looks like Mark Jackson is gone as well. And if you want to take a look at the reported new lineup, the A lineup to call basketball on ESPN ABC, it'll be Mike Breen, Doris Burke, and Doc Rivers. I mean, Doc Rivers hasn't been on television in years. He's been in the coaching profession now for the better part of 20 years, starting off with the Orlando Magic. And I hope that Doc Rivers, I hope he has saved his voice, because every time I hear this dude, and I know it's one thing to scream and yell at an NBA game, Doc Rivers' voice has been shot, man. It's been tough. Listen to all of this courtesy of TNT. Let's see if we can actually hear Doc Rivers speak.
If you want to be champions, you know you're going to get hit, all right? You got to keep punching. We can win this game.
It's our game.
Mental toughness. Mental toughness. Take it. Attack it. Attack it. Throw it. Now play the game.
Stay together.
We knew they were going to make a run, right? Now answer with a run. We got to breathe. We got to breathe. Hey, we got to make the extra effort play. We got to make the extra effort play. All of us. If you.
Oh, man, damn. Now, look, I know it's one thing to do all of that in an NBA game. Doc Rivers has been screaming for the past, I don't know what, 35, 40 years, going from a point guard in the league, then to being a coach. Is he going to be able to talk through 2 hours, 2.5 hours to an NBA game? And I saw all the memes and the photos. You know, people on the internet are brutal. They're putting up photos of guys bleeding out of their ears. Oh, this guy listened to Doc Rivers for 2 hours, and it's like a photo of some guy, his ears are bleeding. It's like, wow, that's rough. It's not going to be as much fun, though. I had no problem. I told you I don't care about announcers. I really don't. Ugh. That's going to take some getting used to. And always, you know, change is tough. Things change. It's always difficult to get used to. But Mike Breen, Doris Burke, Doc Rivers, huh? You know, at least if I heard Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson, at least those dudes and Mike Breen, they seemingly liked each other. Like they were entertaining together. Whether it was Jeff Van Gundy complaining or being a jerk or Mark Jackson just saying something wild or off the wall, like I enjoyed listening to him. Doris Burke is good, but Doris Burke doesn't make me think fun. And Doc Rivers, what is he going to be, a comedian? I don't know about this. And, you know, even Mark Jackson, he's pretty good even when he needed to be serious or, you know, he found something he wanted to roll with. You know, let's go back to 2009. This is on ABC, the Western Conference Finals. Mark Jackson bigging up the late Kobe Bryant. Listen to this.
Taking over the basketball game, hand down, man down. Bryant knocks down the jumper, having his way on the offensive end, dribble penetration, help is late, making the Nuggets pay the price, 7 of 9 field goals in the fourth quarter. How about the pump fake? And mama, there goes that man. Lakers can't wait to get to the finals.
Yeah, we've heard that quite a bit since he got the boot from the Golden State Warriors. I mean, nice transitions and jokes to the break. And Mark Jackson is going to be missed. And so I don't know. Why break up a good thing? I guess it's financial reasons. That's it. There can't be any other reason besides finances. I know there have been rumors about, oh, the NBA didn't like Jeff Van Gundy criticizing the product at times. It's like, I don't think Adam Silver was up late at night going, oh, we got to get rid of Jeff Van Gundy. It's just, it's sad if you ask me, because that was such a great three-man, three-person, whatever the hell you want to call it, group between Mike Breen and now Doris Burke, Doc Rivers. Yeah, okay, whatever. I'll be putting the TV on mute. I want my ears to be okay. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. You know, one of these callers asked me about Ohtani, top 10, top 5 of all time. Ironically, over the weekend, Dr. J was asked about his top 10 basketballers, and then Steph Curry was asked about some of the greatest players of all time. We'll hear from both of them. We'll hear from you. We'll talk some more NFL. We'll get into more MLB trade deadline. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Top 5 show. Top 1 show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
I'm here to tell you about a new show that's going to make you uncomfortable.
They're going to make you laugh. You will feel pangs of recognition. It's all about class, and it's hosted by me, former working class kid Jonathan Menjivar. The show is called Classy, and it's full of people talking about all the awkward, embarrassing, and strangely intimate things that class tension makes us do. It's available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.